now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests is discussing an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My next guest is a challenger for the Ventura City Council. We'll discuss the challenges she sees facing Ventura and her platform to address these challenges. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question of my guest, you can call us at 639-0008. The City Council candidate interviews are brought to you by Halter and Encinas Landscaping. Opening up on Saturday, November the 19th, they'll be opening a new retail store, Villa Tosca Garden Center, at 2057 East Thompson Boulevard, located at the intersection of Thompson and Catalina in Ventura. Contact them for all your gardening and landscaping needs at 701-2486. And remember, you can get 15% off of all purchases at the Villa Tosca Garden Center between now and the end of the year. Let me explain the format of the candidates' interviews. All council candidates were invited to participate. 9 of the 11 agreed to the interview. Martin Armstrong declined the interview, and Ed Alamillo did not respond to my request, despite reminders to do so. The candidates will be asked the same set of questions, and the candidates were given the questions in advance of the interview. The next candidate is Melody Baker. She is a recognized businesswoman and a business owner here in Ventura, California. She was born in Lowville, New York, back in April of 1953. Joining us here from Ventura. Hi, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Let's get into your candidacy with a question that I asked of all of the candidates. What draws you to civic service on the Ventura City Council?
Because of the fact that I have seen so many things that have been being done wrong. And I volunteer doing things down on the streets, get things accomplished, and why not do it on the city council to where it would be a permanent thing, to where it doesn't cost anything, though, to do it.
All right. So you want to serve on the council because of the things that you've seen happening on the street, and you want to correct those. I get that. So let's get into some specifics of your campaign, if we can, please. And let's talk about something that is vitally important to our economy, and that is jobs. What do you plan to do as a city council member to attract and retain more jobs here in Ventura?
Okay, well, I'll give you an example. For quite a while, I was online contacting this couple I know who has a plant. They manufacture wheelchairs. They're both themselves in wheelchairs.
Yes.
Over the weekend, they actually came here to look, because if you remember, we at one time did have a factory that made wheelchairs.
I did not know that.
Yes, here in the city, it was on the outskirts, and they went and they looked at the existing plant, and they're considering doing that.
All right, and how many jobs would that bring to the area, Melody?
About 500.
500 jobs to the area.
And that is high-tech work, so it's high wage.
Wow. Okay, that's great. So you've brought in this one couple. On a grander scale, how do you take that and scale it up so that you can attract other similar businesses that employ 500 people?
Just by making our city more attractive and more appealing. We got to clean up our streets and vagrant problem and offer... tell them, hey, we have these buildings and stuff that are existing and empty. Come check them out, see if you need, if they're what you're looking for, and offer them, incentives, like maybe a tax credit or two, to come here, open the place, and also hire the locals.
All right, so you would offer incentives and tax credits to bring them here. Have you given any thought as to what types of incentives or what sort of tax breaks you would offer?
Well, okay, they get taxed according to their revenues. So say every quarter give them like a $1,500 deduction right off the top. That would be a tax credit for them.
All right, so that would be a tax credit on their federal or their state or their local taxes. Which would that be?
On the local taxes, and if we can work something out with the state, maybe carry it over, because the state does have a tax credit, so does the federal.
All right. My guest is Melody Baker. She's a candidate for the Ventura City Council. We're talking about her platform for boosting the economy here. Now, Melody, a lot of cities have empty buildings right now. A lot of cities will be vying for manufacturers, such as the wheelchair manufacturer that you gave in your example. How are we going to differentiate Ventura from some of these other cities that want to attract major businesses like that?
Well, one thing I'm thinking is, like, and this goes into working on the infrastructure, we have all these art groups. Why not have them go out and form partnerships with these companies, make the buildings, with the owners of the buildings and whatnot, make the buildings aesthetically more appealing, like MB Halloran is doing to the Senior Center DVO headquarters downtown, and aggressively market them. Actually go to more business seminars and see these companies. Try to get them to come here.
Well, you mentioned the Senior Center downtown Ventura. For people who don't know where that is, that's the intersection of East Santa Clara and Oak. And if you haven't been by to see that building, since it has been repainted, rejuvenated, you owe it to yourself to go down there and see it. My guest is Melody Baker. We're talking about her platform for the Ventura City Council. Melody, I want to stay along the same lines of the economy, but shift a little bit and talk about tourism, because tourism is such a big part of Ventura's economy. What steps do you plan to take to increase tourism here in Ventura?
Well, this kind of ties into what I've already been saying, like with the different art groups. We used to have art walks constantly, and we don't have them anymore. The city needs to partner up with the arts foundations and have street fairs, okay? Main Street. Close it down like once a month. Have businesses work with the artists and offer a weekend-long carnival or craft fair thing and advertise it. Now, the nice thing is, once we partner up the city with these art foundations, it cuts back on costs on both sides.
How so?
Well, if any of them are nonprofit, they get their permits for their booths automatically free, because that's a requirement once you're a partner with the city. The city would share the cost of advertising.
With the arts groups or with the individual artists? I'm not sure where
with
that money's going to come from.
And the artists. It would not be all on one side or the other. That's the idea of doing a partnership.
Okay. Now, I want to circle back around to something that you said, that the art walks are no longer taking place. They are taking place. They may not be happening as frequently as they once did, but we still have artworks in Ventura, do we not?
We had one in the last 8 months. We used to have them every 3 months. And the one that was had just recently was privately done.
All right.
City had nothing to do with it.
All right. All right. I see. My guest is Melody Baker. She's a candidate for the Ventura City Council. Melody, let's talk about your position on growth and development in Ventura, because that's important to all voters that are out there. How can we maintain a family-oriented lifestyle here in Ventura if there isn't adequate, affordable housing for young people?
Actually, have you looked at how many empty houses and empty condos and everything this city has?
Yes.
What we need to do is make those developers bring the prices down. Make them more affordable.
And how would you go about making a private homeowner or a private landlord bring their price down?
Well, let's see, like what the city offered to the Wave. Those condos that they were unable to sell, they turned them into HUD, Section 8 HUD, for leasing.
Right, but in the case of Wave, that is a building that the city was instrumental in building. So the city had some skin in the game. For a private homeowner or a private apartment builder owner, what skin would they have in the game that the city could then leverage them to bring down their rent?
We could offer them a property tax rebate.
All right, a property tax rebate would be their incentive to do that. So
yes.
You're saying take the existing housing, some of which is sitting idle or empty right now, and force the landlords to bring down...
Well, not force, but tell them, hey, if you're willing to do this, we're willing to do that. And, like, if you want to do any further projects, they'll get through the pipeline even faster for you.
Got it. Now, would the private property owners be a little bit skeptical of the government offer and the city government offering that? And specifically, I want to talk about the Freeney case, which you may be familiar with. The Freeneys were trying to build a senior living complex out at the on the east side of Ventura, and they put in their plans for the building. They went back and forth with the design review committee at City Hall. Then they went back and forth with the planning commission to get this all approved. Finally, it was approved. Plans were on display throughout the entire process for people to come and take a look at. Construction begins on the Freeney building out there, and a couple of vocal neighbors were dissenting against the building being built there. They took their concerns to the city hall. The city council then squashed the Freeney's building and said, take it back to the drawing board at added expense to the Freeney's. And the Freeney's have since filed a lawsuit against the city council. Now, I'm not going to ask you to comment on the lawsuit because that would be inappropriate, but I do want you to comment on the plans and the process. How can a building that passes the design and review committee and it goes back and forth several times, then it passes the planning commission, and those plans have been on public display for, at this point, weeks on end. How can that be stopped by a few vocal minorities who want to just hold up the opportunity by objecting to the city council? What are your thoughts on that?
Actually, they weren't supposed to once it got all the approvals and construction started. From what I understand, they didn't even do a quasi-formal on the council agenda. The council just decided stop. And that's wrong, okay? And what I would be willing to do, if I'm on council, is we'll give them contracts guaranteeing that this is not going to happen. Because, I mean, this right here, this is much-needed housing, and all of a sudden, they actually start the construction and everything after they get all their permits and everything, and all of a sudden, two or three residents say no. What? They weren't notified? I'm sure they were, because I know that area. Okay, and I know that the Freeneys are very, how do I say it? They will do everything they're supposed to. They dot all their I's and cross all their T's.
I see.
Okay.
So they complied with what the city requested of them.
Oh, yes, they complied with what was required of them, and you got to remember, the city didn't really have anything to do with this. It's all planning and DRC. Those are separate commissions.
They are separate, but they are all part of the city government, Melody, are they not?
No, technically not. Planning Commission and Design Review Commission, once housing allocations have been assigned, the city is supposed to no longer have anything to do with it. Okay? That's what happens. HAP comes in, Housing Allocation Program. The Freenies got their HAP numbers. They went to DRC. They drew up their, and to get their HAP, they had to already have tentative plans in the works.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So once the city assigns the HAP, they're supposed to bow out.
All right. And so you would do it differently. My guest is Melody Baker. She is a candidate for the Ventura City Council. Melody, if people are intrigued by what you have to say and they want to learn more about you, learn more about your candidacy, where would you direct them to go?
Well, at the League of Women Voters site, I actually have posted 3 position papers.
And do you know what that site's URL is so people could go there, or should they just look up the League of Women Voters?
Just look up the League of Women Voters /candidates.
/candidates. All right, Melody, that's great. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure.